Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Irish grown wool has been a loss maker for farmers for many years, despite it being such an iconic feature of the country's craft heritage and traditional clothing. And Brian McInerney is the chair of the Irish Grown Wool Council. You're looking, Brian, for greater protections.
Yes, Andrea. We are trying to increase bring about an increase in the value of wool right throughout the entire chain from the farm gate through to the retailer at the end.
So at the moment, explain what happens, Brian.
Well, at the present time, the sheep that people see in the fields every day, each year the wool is sheared from those sheep and the wool is then sold to wool merchants who then go about processing the wool and turning it into a product that can be used in textiles and indeed in many other products. But at the present time, it costs more to shear that sheep than the farmer will actually get for the woolen fleece when the woolen fleece is removed.
And like it's typically a lot of material. It's a lot of wool.
Obviously there are different types of sheep, from mountain sheep down to lowland sheep, but you're looking at somewhere between 2.5 to 3.5 kilos per fleece. And at the present time, it costs in or about €3 per sheep to shear that sheep. And wool is making somewhere in the order of 25 to 30 cents, give or take, per kilo.
So there's a serious disparity, Brian.
Yeah, so I mean, you're looking at less than €1 for a fleece to the farmer, and a cost of €3 to shear that sheep.
Yeah, and it's something you have to do.
Well, it's an animal welfare issue. It's done every year. I mean, it's the same as any of us. When the weather gets very hot, we discard the heavy woolen clothes and we get into the shorts. The sheep can't discard that. He has to be sheared.
Yeah.
So that is the position.
So
now,
this has to happen. 25 cent is what you and other farmers would get basically per sheep based on the amount of wool that's sheared off it. This happens on
No, Andrea, it's 25 to 30 cents per kilo, which would work out at 65, 70, 80 cents per fleece.
Okay. So with that money then, this is something you have to do on an annual basis. I'm sure if a lot of farmers could get away with doing it without doing it, they would, Brian, but they have to.
If they could get away without doing it, wouldn't anybody if it's going to cost?
Well, if it's a loss maker.
It is a loss maker. But what we are trying to do is to bring about a situation where the price of wool at the farm gate will increase, and there will be an increase in the value of wool across the entire chain. Because wool, we're all familiar with the woolen jumper, but wool can be used in a variety of products, from the woolen jumper textiles right through to insulation of homes.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Typically, who are you and your colleagues exporting to, Brian?
Well, a small enough proportion of Irish grown wool goes into the textile industry. Now, it has to be acknowledged that not all types of wool from all types of sheep is suitable for every product. Wool is also used quite commonly in woolen carpets, and people would be familiar with that. But people would not be so familiar with things like insulation, or they would not be familiar, for example, with wool can be used to make rope. And that's particularly useful in terms of things like the maritime industry, where wool is a product that biodegrades in a relatively short period of time compared to man-made polyfiber products.
And I'm sure if it's to be used for insulation, I can see texts already flying in, Brian, about this. Does it have to be treated in any way? I presume it does in advance of that.
Well, of course, all wool has to be has to be treated. The sheep that is standing in the field today where I am, it's absolutely pouring down rain. They're outside. The fleece is taken off. Now, what we have tried to do initially, and what the Department of Agriculture did earlier this year, was to circulate to 50,000 farmers a leaflet on the presentation of wool to try and make it as clean and as tidy as it can be coming off the sheep. The wool then has to be treated and cleansed before it can be used in a lot of products. That is commonly called wool scouring, and that facilitates its use in other products going forward.
Pat Kane is joining us, Brian. Pat is a sustainability advocate and a strategist as well. Pat, why do you think many designers aren't working with wool?
Oh, hi, Andrew. I think like what Brian said summarizes really well. You know, like it's we're looking at cheaper alternatives out there. You know, synthetic fibers, as we know, are much cheaper. So there's huge competitions, and to compete with that, they would need to potentially blend their wool with less sustainable materials, diluting, of course, the sustainability benefits, I suppose. You know, the whole processing is more complicated. The scouring facilities are not available in Ireland. So there's several reasons, but which is a real shame, because we are trying to keep things in circulation here, you know, promote local businesses, local practices. But again, it's not possible.
Is there an image around wool, Pat, that it's, you know, typically very expensive? You know, your woolen jumper, Brian mentioned even a few moments ago, woolen carpet. I remember when I was looking myself for carpets 2 years ago, it probably typically is on the more expensive end.
It probably is. But again, if we go back to that whole thing of, you know, we're buying less, but we're buying better, more long-lasting products made from better materials, you know, everybody wins. Again, we have fallen into this, I suppose, culture of buying more and more without really thinking. If we need, we just look, we like, we buy. So I suppose if you were to take a step back and just consider that that product is probably of better quality and will last longer, you know, there's a benefit there, I'd say.
Annette has got in touch to say, I'm one of those people who love Irish wool, but I find it impossible to find pure fine wool clothing in Ireland. I have a family in Norway. They're fantastic. They have fantastic woolen products for all age groups. I wonder why we can't find something similar in Ireland. Well, we do have brands, Pat, that work specifically with wool here in Ireland.
We do. Like, I'm a particular, I'm not sure if I can say names here, but I'm a huge fan. Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of, say, Ireland's Eye Knitwear.
Yeah.
You know, they do fantastic work, a family-owned business, extremely sustainably minded. You know, so like that would be a fantastic option.
I actually have one of their jumpers, and it's, you know, it's that real heavy woolen material. Like it's great quality, and you can see that in it as well. But we do have producers, designer producers here, I suppose, in Ireland working with this.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I'd say they are a very good example again.
Brian, just on this point, what you're looking for really is some sort of branding mark. Is that really what it is, to protect Irish wool?
Yes, Andrea. What we are actually in the process of rolling out, and this is at an advanced stage, and what we are doing is to put in place an Irish-grown wool mark, so that can be licensed out to people who are manufacturing woolen products. And that will be an indicator for the purchaser that in that product there is a minimum quantity of Irish-grown wool. That is wool that originated on a sheep standing in an Irish field. And that will give confidence. And we can do that because we have worked on and the whole concept of traceability right back to the farm.
It's basically a guaranteed Irish or a guaranteed wool logo is what you're looking for.
A guaranteed Irish grown wool logo. Now, it does have to be acknowledged that not everything can have 100% Irish grown wool. But there will be a minimum standard that will be there, so the consumer will have that guarantee that that originated, or a substantial portion of it originated, on an Irish sheep.
Yeah, I spoke to the Donegal family, the Temples behind McGee Tweed recently, and this was something that they too are looking for as part of a wider campaign around protections for Irish tweed.
Yes, well, I mean, I suppose what we're looking at, and what everybody is looking at more and more now, are the concepts of sustainability. Is this a sustainable product? Is the environment protected? But also transparency. What are we getting? Where is it coming from? So if they see a product that they think originated in Ireland or originated from an Irish sheep, they want some element of transparency around that. And that is what the Wool Council is determined to do, to give that transparency where there is this Irish grown wool mark, either it is on the garment or on the product or it isn't. And if it isn't, then
people know that purchasing it, yeah.
Comfort isn't there, and you know it first day, and the consumer can then make a decision.
Pat, you know better than most, like, a lot of people are much more sustainably minded now when they're picking products or garments, or when they're looking for certain items, that they are looking for these kind of guarantees that Brian mentioned.
100%. I think emphasising Irish grown wool supports, you know, shorter supply chains, as Brian mentioned, reduces dependency on imported and even petrochemical based fibres. The creation of this traceable brand mark or logo or stamp of approval, you know, as Brian said, will ensure transparency. I think customers are looking for that ethical sourcing, you know, of a natural, renewable and biodegradable material that is, of course, wool. You know, the whole reliance on less polyester, less of those synthetic fibres, that's big. Not to mention, of course, Andrea, the other side of sustainability. You know, we are diversifying, you know, rural economies. We're creating local jobs, revitalising even like rural economies, trying to preserve those traditional skills mm-hmm. that are so beautiful here in Ireland. And then if you go and think of the animal, like Brian said, you know, the regular shearing being essential for the sheep welfare and whatnot. So it's an all-round, very positive move from consumer to sheep.
When do you expect, Brian, to find out if this this guaranteed brand or logo will actually be utilised?
Well, we hope to bring it into operation in the very near future. We're just finalising a few details around it at the present time and attending to intellectual property and so forth. So we would expect that to come on stream relatively quickly now.
Good stuff. Brian McInerney, Chair of the Irish Grown Wool Council, Sustainability Advocate Pat Kane, thanks a million to you both for joining us. Another listener has suggested Tara Garvey is a young Irish designer working with woolen wool jumpers as well. The TG brand, I think she works with Helen Steele too, says this listener. Actually, on that, fashion designer Helen Steele will be with me this Friday at 1:40 for our summer memories, to share all of her summer memories. She'll be here. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.